877-867-8345. Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Time out. Corlin, appreciate you joining me. You know, as I've mentioned a couple times during the course of the show, I spent a couple days in Vancouver this week, and I had a chance to spend some time with my buddy Larry Ray, who I have known for approaching 30 years. Larry's a pretty good stock picker, and he's a pretty good prognosticator on general macroeconomic trends. And we were chatting about that on Thursday, just prior to shooting a video. And Larry had some interesting comments. You know, Larry's with me right now. And, you know, Larry, we're winding down 2011, obviously. We got about 2 weeks left to go here. And gold is a bit of a resurgence as of yesterday anyway, not necessarily for the week, but as of yesterday. I did a couple of segments in the first hour of the show with Alan Butler, who hosts a great radio talk show in Atlanta, Georgia, called Butler on Business. And Alan is very, very adamant about the fact that he thinks that commodities are really a good place to be right now. Basically, for the old reason being that the currency systems around the world aren't particularly that strong. Let's chat about that first. As a mining executive, and I want to interject here, Larry is the president and chairman of American Manganese. And, you know, after 30 years, 35 years in the business, how do you view 2012? None of us are the prettiest baby in the nursery. None of us are the smartest people in the world. But, you know, we've been right more often than we've been wrong. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think 2012 is going to surprise everybody. I know that, especially in the last two or three weeks, it's been just nothing but negativity on where the market was going to go.
Yeah.
And even down on gold, which is really the only currency that will survive out there.
I agree.
And, you know, it's you have to look at it from the term of go back to supply and demand, Al. One of the things we keep hearing about China is that there's a slowdown. Yes, I agree with that. There's been a slowdown. This also works for China. China's a bit of a player in this game. And it allows them to buy resources at half the cost they would have had to pay this last summer, for example.
Sure.
And but, you know, the other thing that people keep pointing out is all these empty cities that are being built, right? With malls that are empty, with housing that's empty, with apartments that are empty. And, you know, the Chinese are not putting those up for their health. They're putting them up because they plan on building some commercializing the area with factories, jobs. So you're going to need service industries. Remember in China, when they want to put up a factory, it's up in a year, right, and running?
Right.
And they need thousands and thousands and tens of thousands, depending on how industrialized the area becomes, of housing, services, everything that they require for that. So it's like kind of like a you got to have the housing there before you put the factories in. You can't build the factories after the housing.
Right.
So, I mean, you can't build the housing after the factories, I should say. So I think China's going to surprise everybody, pick up steam again this coming year. I see 2012 as a stellar year.
Mm-hmm.
This year, I expect to see the markets regain everything they lost, and specifically in the commodities, and end up the year or towards the end of the year at probably new highs.
Well, what I find to be interesting is that the commodity prices have done okay. You know, for the year, gold is up, as of this recording anyway, we're up about 13-14% on the year. That is not bad. Most of the other commodities have really done as well. The problem has been the disconnect between the resource stocks and the commodity prices. You think that's going to change?
Oh, I think that disconnect has to change. Look at these companies are making tens of billions of dollars. You know, you're talking about BHPs and Freeports and American Barricks and the Newmonts. I mean, they're sitting with a lot of cash right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they'll pay dividends. They may buy back some of their stock, but they're going to be on the hunt. I mean, they've got to replace world-class deposits every year. And, you know, this is going to carry the day because China is going to keep that demand up.
Sure.
India is starting to appear on the horizon, but it'll be a few years before it makes the impact China does.
That's true, and I agree with that 100%. What I also find to be kind of interesting here is gold is up, if I'm not mistaken, I said 13 or 14%. I actually just looked at the chart, and it's up you know, a little bit north of 17% on the year. Silver, on the other hand, as of this recording anyway, is down a bit. Silver at this time last year was at $30. Today we're just a skosh under $30. Any comments on that?
Well, silver, when I started my fundamental newsletter back in 2008, I said that silver was not going to perform like gold. And earlier this year, I said that silver had broken out of its trends and it was going to be a new currency, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that still remains. I do believe that silver will see $100 an ounce in the next 2 or 3 years. And, I think this is probably another time where you can get some good bargains in silver. I mean, it's a poor man's gold, right?
For me, yeah, you bet. Yeah.
I know I picked up silver. I stopped buying it at $22 an ounce. But, I'm pretty happy even at today's prices with my
silver. Oh, I'm really happy. You know, it's interesting. My wife and I were just talking about that last night, and I look at our silver position and the last time we bought silver, I haven't bought any of late, but the last time we bought silver, we were at, I think we paid $14 for it, and I'm thinking right now about going in and buying either gold or silver, I'm really not sure which one, but as I discussed in an earlier segment, I probably will go in and buy gold. That decision won't really be made until Monday, but one of the two, gold or silver, because I don't really see how, from a fundamental standpoint, either one of the two commodities will go down, you know. And now that I'm thinking about this, I guess selfishly speaking, one of the benefits of chatting with experts like yourself is that, you know, I'm thinking I'm in at 14, I might as well double up anyway and buy it at these prices, which is just a little bit under 30, because that's going to make my, it's going to make my average cost around $22. Well, what's wrong with that?
That's a good situation to be in, Al. And, of course, you're probably picking the bottom of the market here for silver.
Very possibly,
and,
yeah.
And you may be picking the bottom of the market for gold. You remember 1980. I mean, we were both around at that time when you'd see $50 to $75 swings in the price of gold in
sure.
today, right?
Sure.
And, you know, so it's not anything new for gold to have these these vicious swings. Let's face it, it went up steadily for a long time here.
Like I said, we're up about 17% right now on the year, and if we close in positive territory compared to last year, the close of last year, that's going to be 11 years in a row that the price of gold was up. So with everything that's going on around the world, from a fundamental standpoint, I really, really cannot understand how the price could go down whatsoever. Listen, I want to say one thing to you guys. Take a look at the video that we just shot on American Manganese. Remember, none of the material in that interview is investment advice. I'm not a registered investment advisor. And also remember, as I disclose in the video, I did purchase shares in that company. Larry, thank you so much.
Well, thanks, Al.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Segment number 7 of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economic Support. I'm Al Corlin, and I appreciate you joining me. I have my friend Randy Turner on the line right now. Randy Turner is the president of what was SilverQuest Resources. The company has been spun off into another company now called Independence Gold Corp. They came out with a press release just yesterday afternoon. That would be December 16th. And the first paragraph of that press release stated that SilverQuest and New Gold are pleased to announce that at a special meeting of SilverQuest shareholders held on Thursday, December 15th, 2011 in Vancouver, British Columbia, the SilverQuest shareholders voted overwhelmingly in favor of a special resolution to approve the proposed plan of arrangement with New Gold. Well, of course they would approve it, but, you know, as kind of the final chapter on this particular story, summarize for me, if you would, what exactly happened and how that affects shareholders, Randy.
Well, as you know, the sort of the history of the company, which has been around for almost 50 years, is a sort of the end of the era of the company, at least SilverQuest, prior to the spin-out of Independence Gold. In about 2 years when I took it over, it had a couple of assets in it that were, in addition to the Yukon assets, which we acquired over the last couple of years. And one of the main assets in the company, which is why of the takeover by New Gold, was something called the Davison Project.
Right.
We farmed it out to a 75% to a company called Richfield Ventures, which was eventually taken out by New Gold in about April, May of this year.
Mm-hmm.
For $10 a share, and so we had the remaining 25%, and around Canadian Thanksgiving time, they came to us and made a proposal to take out our interest in Davison and Caboose and leaving us with the Yukon assets in a spin-out company. So really in the space of 2 months from when it began discussion to the announcement yesterday, which included the mail out, the information circular, and the vote, the transaction came out to about $150 million.
Right.
And why I like to go back to about 2 years ago was that the market cap of SilverCrest at that time was $3 million.
Right.
So, you know, it was a great win for the shareholders. And now what we're doing is we're basically have sold those two projects to New Gold, which is now developing. It's probably a billion-dollar development over the next 5-6 years. It's going to be a very large gold deposit, the Davison. The shareholders end up with New Gold paper. And notice today it traded 10 million shares at around $10.40 combined in the New York Exchange and the Toronto Exchange. So very liquid. It's about got a market cap of about $5 billion and about $500 million in the Treasury. So it's gone into some very strong hands, and we move on with Independence Gold. We should trade before the end of the year under the symbol IGO, IGO, and with about somewhere around $15 million in the Treasury and about 40 million shares out. So win-win for everybody.
Well, you know, it really is, and I think that that's, you know, I love talking about stories like this, because they don't happen that often. In our particular industry, if you're not riding, if your wagon isn't being pulled by a real thoroughbred, the odds of having a success like this really aren't all that great. Now, specifically for the former SilverQuest shareholders, they get a fraction of a share of New Gold, and they get, well, why don't you explain the whole, the whole situation.
They get 0.09 share of New Gold.
Right.
So, and one share in Independence Gold. Now, because there would be about 124 million shares out, we're rolling it back 3-for-1. So the Independence Gold, like I say, will have 42 million shares out. New Gold will own about 9.9% because they're putting money into it, about $3.5 million in addition to the cash that's flowing across from SilverQuest.
Uh-huh.
And then they have a free trading share. So when you look at the transaction, I think when they took us over, when the announcement was made, we were trading at 87 cents. So the essence of the deal, I think today, is worth $1.40 or something in that neighborhood. So
for
that's
the,
where
for
you,
the,
know, you
for,
get this.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you get the spin-out share plus the New Gold share. So New Gold has traded as high as, I think, 1440 this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's got three producing mines, three mines coming on. So as a gold company, it's a mid-tier gold company, excellent management. Some of the top people in Canada run it, the former president of Barrick, Randall Oliphant, Pierre Lassonde, who heads up Franklin, Nevada, used to be the president of Newmont, Bob Gallagher, ex-Placer Dome. Great people running the company, and they're going to take it to the next level.
Oh, yeah, they're going to take it to the next level. I think it's a very interesting situation. Let's talk a little bit about Independence, because I think you've outlined pretty well what's going to happen in terms of the shareholdings that SilverQuest shareholders end up with in New Gold. Let's talk a little bit about Independence. What are your plans for 2012, Randy?
Well, one of the key assets that still remain with Independence is our project called the Three Ts,
right,
which is just south of the Davison. It's an epithermal gold-silver vein-style deposit. There's already been about 150,000 ounces of gold outlined, 2.5 million ounces of silver. We did some drilling this past fall, got some very interesting numbers. We're going to be out there. We can actually access that area early in the new year. It's in the middle of B.C., but
right,
it's at a very low elevation. So our intent is to drill to depth and drill extend some of these 12 veins that have been discovered. And then part of the focus, of course, will be on the Yukon.
Mm-hmm.
And in the White Gold District up at Keno Hill, where we also have a resource, and which is really the original property that went into the company 50 years ago. We still have it. And there's about 40,000 tons of 20 ounce silver. So, right beside the Lexco mine. So we're going to look at that again and concentrate in the white gold as well as some other ideas that we have. So really, we're back to being an exploration company. That's what our strength is. We got the same board that we have at SilverQuest, and so we'll just march forward.
Well, you know, one thing I wanted to mention is that, you know, you want to stick with the winning team. And, you know, earlier in the show, Marshall Barrell and I talked about a couple of companies that a good friend of yours, Yale Simpson, is intimately involved in. And I know for a fact now that Yale provided an introduction. Listeners need to be aware to myself and Randy. And I also want to say that I did purchase out of the market a small amount of shares in SilverQuest. So whether it's a small amount or a large amount, the fact of the matter is I am a shareholder. So this isn't necessarily unbiased information. But having said that, Yale is also a director now of Independence Gold, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the so the same directors, as I say, that were involved in SilverQuest will be the directors of the Independence Gold. So really, we're back to exploration. We're back to the strength that we know. We've got a healthier treasury to start off with. We've got a number of key projects we'll focus in on in 2012. And we hope that we'll duplicate our success again. And as we all know, exploration is a high risk. But when you have some of the key ingredients to start off with, which is the property, the people, and the cash, you've already got some of the hurdles overcome. And we're really looking forward to next year.
Well, you know, one point that I want to make to listeners out there is, you know, you talk about being involved with winning situations. Take a look at the share performance price of many of the sponsor companies that support us on the Cortland Economics Report, and you'll notice that the number of gains, even in this market, far outweigh the number of losses. It's even gotten stronger now that I realize what the SilverQuest shares are worth. But, you know, you really, really want to make sure when you're in this market, as I said, that you are, number one, you keep as fully informed as you can. You make your own decision. Don't listen to tips, etc. You know, work with a registered investment advisor and really research your projects. And as importantly as that, remember what I've always said. Big Al is not a technical person, not even close. What do? I don't buy companies. I buy people. And you know what? That has treated me very, very well. You guys stick around out there. Big Al's going to be right back with Roger Wiegand.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back. Here to wrap up the show with Trader Raj. You know, Roger and I enjoy talking politics and international events really almost more than anything else. And so we're going to talk about a couple of things that just happened in the last couple of days. Number one, Raj, you know, very, very interesting. I got home from Canada on Thursday night, and I'm going over the wire service, and I see where Michelle Lagarde made a comment that the situation in Europe right now is parallels very closely what was going on in the 1930s, where you had protectionism, isolationism, you know, and a major depression. And she said, you know, the chances of that happening actually are better than average. And you're on this stuff every minute of every day. What do you think about that comment?
Well, I think that that was done on purpose. First of all, she's accurate. I think what she's doing is she's priming the pump to make loans to the small countries over there, the pigs, and or some of the larger ones, with using the IMF funds from the United States taxpayers. And the objective is, in my view, and this is speculation, but this is what I think, she wants to make those loans at the best possible terms for her, and she wants their gold as collateral. And I think she's going to give them just enough money to hang themselves, and then she's going to get the gold.
Yeah, well, that's a very interesting comment. You know, what I find to be interesting going on from there is one of the latest articles that I read is that France's AAA outlook has been cut, and Fitch is actually in the process of reviewing some other ones. They changed their outlook on France to negative. However, they affirmed its AAA rating. They also placed Spain, Italy, Belgium, Slovenia, Ireland, and Cyprus on a rating watch negative, which it expects to complete by the end of January. Now, I find it interesting that they didn't really cut the AAA rating of France, but they lowered their rating outlook, which I find to be very, very interesting, to negative, even though at this point it's still AAA. What are your comments on that one?
Well, I think for the rating agency's viewpoint, I think that was a smart thing to do, because if they had cut the rating period, straight out just said, you know, we're going to cut you down, I mean, that would have really hurt them badly from the standpoint of their ability to do more credit with bonds.
Yeah.
It would increase the price of the bonds they're holding. And number next, it would make it impossible for them to be one of the lead nations with Germany to try to produce more credit for their neighbors. So, you know, that would have been a really nasty problem if they had done that. But from the standpoint of the rating agency, they had to do something because it's getting really ugly. So therefore, to be accurate and truthful in their report, they left the rating alone at AAA, and then they said it's on negative watch. So
yeah.
That way they covered their skirts and protected themselves, which is a pretty smart way to do it.
Well, there's no question about that. You know, another comment that I'd like to get from you, I spoke about this earlier in the show with Alan Butler, and the comment was, you know, the inflation numbers came out at the end of the week, and according to the government, the CPI is now flat. And Alan brought out very accurately how that is just a bogus thing to say. Comment?
Yeah, well, I would say that's true. I mean, those numbers are inaccurate. They're mussed around, so to speak, messed around to the extent that they could try to show them to be as positive as they can.
Mm-hmm.
My personal opinion is I think the United States is in negative GDP. I mean, all these guys from Princeton and Yale and Harvard keep saying, yeah, we're at like 1% or 2% to the plus side. I say we're 1% or 2% to the minus side. And the biggest problem out there right now is the relationship between the lending banks between the U.S. and Europe, in that the banks don't want to touch each other as far as loans, bank to bank. Bank to bank in Europe or bank from Europe to the United States, because they're very worried about getting their money back. You know, they can make the loan. They're not worried so much about the interest because it's so minuscule. But if they loan them a few billion dollars and they don't get paid, that's a pretty good whack on the head. They don't want to go there. The biggest problem in Europe right now, Al, is frozen credit.
Mm-hmm.
They've got problems with payroll. They've got problems with accounts receivable. The commercial paper flow is a big money deal. You know, 30, 60, 90-day overnight paper that flows to help these big corporations keep liquidity and keep things going. And the banks are not lending, so consequently everything was frozen. Now, that's the reason that Bernanke a few days ago gave him $200 billion to ease the pain. If they hadn't, I think the whole thing would have unraveled last week.
You know, another thing that I think is interesting, and I'm accused of having a depressive voice right now, which I really want to stress, Big Al is not particularly depressed. Big Al is just staying informed, as I encourage all of our listeners to do. But all over the headlines Friday morning, you know, the poverty rate in the United States, the amount of people living in that particular area has increased significantly. And that, to me, is a very, very scary comment. I mean, we're talking about people in the 40 percentile living in poverty. I mean, when you stop and think about the ramifications of that statistic, it's terrifying, Raj.
Yeah, it really is. Everybody knows the unemployment is bad. I mean, the government says it's 8% by the Labor Department stats, but in reality, it's more like 25%. John Williams says 22-23.
Mm-hmm.
But you made a very valid point in that there's a lot of people that are working, but they're not making enough money to pay the
right
bills each month.
Right.
And that's millions of people. And those people basically are in poverty simply because they can't cover the monthly outgo.
Exactly. And that, to me, that is really, really a terrifying thing, because when you look at the implications of that, the social unrest that rightly could occur as a result of that is pretty interesting, particularly when you look at the headlines that came out yesterday, where it really very categorically stated that MF Global, in effect, engaged in illegal activity by shifting funds from one sector to another sector. Their auditor came out basically and said, that's against the rules. You know, if some heads don't roll on that one, I'm telling you, it strikes me that any faith left in our economy is going to go right out the window, Raj.
Well, the banks have hit, you know, they've got a black eye and a black reputation to go right along with it, based upon all this TARP stuff from way back in 07, 08. Most people understand the taxpayers were ripped off to bail out the banks because they were illiquid and they wasted all their money on toxic derivatives, which incidentally are still sitting in the back room of these banks. They haven't been addressed. And then on top of that, these bird brains have continued to do the same thing. They're thinking they can get away with it, that the governments are going to bail them out, you know, for infinitely, forever. And that's impossible because the bond markets are taking the pressure right now, and we're seeing what's happening in the early stages in Europe where the bond market simply cannot take this pressure. There's not anybody else that'll buy the bonds, and that means no more credit, no more money, and here come the defaults. And it's going to go backwards and spread right into New York.
Well, the Chinese are already, they began limiting the amount of U.S. debt that they were purchasing a while back. But the statistics that I saw yesterday is that they're really starting to cut back right now. And I think that, you know, from their standpoint, I have to say that's probably a prudent thing to do. Although one could argue that it's not prudent because the U.S. is probably China's biggest customer. And so they could be biting off their nose to spite their face. When the cows get back or the horses get back in the barn, so to speak, it'll be interesting to see how that one plays out. I also found it interesting. I think the president is doing a little bit of saber rattling in the sense that, you know, he's really coming down on big business with the SEC investigation now of the two former CEOs of number one Fannie Mae and number two Freddie Mac. I think that's really interesting. I really wonder. I'm not saying those guys don't deserve it because they definitely do, but we got an election coming up. You know, I'm thinking that a lot of people are going to be paraded on the old perp walk because, you know, our president's going to roll up his hands and he's going to say, well, you see, look at what I'm doing to these terrible capitalists.
Politics is politics, and as you say often, it is what it is. And, you know, things are such a convoluted mess in Washington right now, you don't know who to believe or what to believe when you're reading it. So my view on the thing right now is they're not going to give us any relief. There's going to be an election in the fall, and I'm going to vote with the rest of the people for the best candidate I can find, and that's all we can do at this point.
And that's what I strongly suggest to listeners, you know. Take the battle to the polling fields, whether you believe or don't believe in our political system. That is a great place to start. Listen, I hope you guys have enjoyed the program. Please keep your comments coming. We learn more from you than you can possibly imagine.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.